This is a Mont Bold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Remind us today of the power of the gospel. In Romans, I'll just get the reference. Where are we? In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, Paul writes and says, "For I am not ashamed of the good news of Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes." Salvation is the word sozo, and sozo is complete, saved, healed, and delivered. And we know that when we come to Christ and we give our lives to Him, our spirit and His spirit come alive, but then there is a process of, you all have been in church long enough, what's the process called? Sanctification. A big fancy word that just simply says we are, have been saved and we're being saved. If it was just a one-time moment, yes, our spirit to spirit had been, but then we'd have a beam me up Scotty moment. We just come to Christ, we give that and He'd just take us straight away. Because that would be enough to probably turn the world. If all of a sudden I gave my life to Jesus and just disappeared, I reckon a whole heap of people would be wondering what's going on. I'll just do that and see what's happening on the other side. But we know that it doesn't work that way because our soul and our body and our mind needs to be renewed. And as He renews us, it's a walking, living testimony of the goodness of God. As we were worshipping, and I was thinking about this morning, the gospel looks like something. See, in Matthew chapter 11, where John the Baptist was in prison about to be executed, and of course when the pressure is on, what happens? We begin to doubt. If you're anything like me, you begin to doubt. But what is Jesus' response? How does Jesus answer his doubts? Well, this is what He says in Matthew chapter 11. You can read it there. If you've got your Bibles, turn there. Jesus didn't turn around and say, "Oh, John, you knucklehead, you know what it was like. You know who I am. Just get over yourself." No, John said, "Go and tell John, tell him what you have seen and you have heard. The blind see, the lame walk, those with leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the good news is being preached to the poor." He added, "God blesses those who do not fall away because of me." Jesus said, "This is the evidence that I am who I say I am." And we, as people of faith and who have experienced the gospel, as we become more and more like Him, should be more and more our reality. That we see the power of God manifesting in our life. I don't know about you, but I'm still not satisfied that I'm seeing that every day in my life. And I want more of it. I want to see the power and the transforming power of the gospel turning up. Because if you think about these four stories, and there's so many stories in the gospel, but these ones stood out to me this morning. Think about the woman at the well. Think about the adulterous woman. The woman with the issue of blood. And the story of Zacchaeus. If you've been around the Christian faith, you would know these stories. These stories where Jesus had an encounter with an unlikely one. For those of you who are new to faith, why do each of these stories make? Well, you've got the woman at the well. She was a Samaritan woman, which the Samaritans were half-breed between Gentiles and Jews. So they weren't liked by the Gentiles and they weren't liked by the Jews. So they were just in no man's land. And then the woman at the well comes out at lunchtime to get water because she can't go in the morning with the other women because she's been rejected and despised by everyone in the village. And then she encounters Jesus. And he not only does he touch her life, but because of an encounter with Jesus, she goes back into the town and says, I've met a man who's told me everything. I often think about what that must have been like. She must have gone back in. I've met this bloke who's told me everything. And the villagers must have gone, golly, there must be something about him if he's told you everything, because we know a lot. And out of their intrigue, ran back to meet this Jesus, and she becomes the first evangelist. But in that moment, I believe she would have been, not only would she have been healed, seen, known, loved, and felt like she was safe, but she also was reinstated back into her community. The adulterous woman. I still would love to know what Jesus wrote in the sand that day. That made all of these Pharisees, these religious leaders of the day, walk away. I don't know about you, but there's times when I may slip into judgment and then God starts to bring conviction to my own heart and then I have to go, oh God, I need to repent, I need to turn. I can't live that way. And what was the end moment? See, Jesus was the only one who actually could have, rightfully so, stoned that lady. Because he says, who is without sin cast the first stone? So who's the only sinless man that's ever walked the earth? Jesus. So the one that could have stoned her. Said, who is it that condemns you? Don't go and do it anymore. It's not good for you. It's not healthy for you. It's not my best for you. But I'm not going to condemn you for it. The woman with an issue of blood had enough faith just to say, if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I just touch the hem. In that time, if you had an issue of blood, you were unclean. Have you ever thought about that? That if the fact that she touched Jesus actually in the law actually made him unclean? Which has a whole heap of profound meanings. The one without sin became sin for us. But the fact that she was someone who had had an issue of blood for 12 years would have meant for 12 years she would not have been able to have the life, the connection, the touch, the intimacy, everything that she needed because she was deemed unclean. So not only was she healed, but she was restored and healed and I imagine embraced by her family again. Think about the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, a man that had robbed and stolen and pillaged people's finances. Hated. Absolutely hated. And yet, what did Jesus do? One, he looked up at the tree and said, "Hey, Zacchaeus, come down here." Don't you love how Jesus notices everything and everyone? He says, "Come down here, and I'm going to your place for lunch." I love the boldness of Jesus to say, "I'm coming to your joint. You're going to give me some grub." And over the food, it doesn't actually tell us what Jesus said. But the result of it is that he gave back. And if I'm right, it was four times what he'd taken. God never does something in you just for you to benefit. If he's doing something in you, he wants it to be given out to others. He wants it to be released to others. That's why it needs to be a gospel of power. That's why the message of the gospel is not something to be ashamed of, and it's not to be kept within the four walls of a church. That is what it's about. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Because that's what this is all about. This is what we're meant to be all about. Him. Touching lives, transforming lives, seeing us. So I want to leave you with that encouragement today. Church, don't be ashamed of the gospel. For it has the power to transform everything. There's a lot of stuff going on in our worlds. But he's the only one we're going to be able to get us through. Him. No matter what circumstance you're facing, and I'm not going to get into everything that I'm facing today, but Jesus is the answer. You're struggling with sickness, Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. He is our strength.
Thanks for listening, and please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.